What was it like for an infantry soldier like yourself to be on the end of this kind of artillery battering against which really in many ways you were quite impotent?
Well,
psychologically,
in this particular
what was it
case,
like?
The noise was terrific until one actually had to advance. When you were having time came and you said, come on chaps, stay to the top, you came out, it was just like coming out into absolute stillness, although the noise was still going on, and was added to both swish of machine gun bullets and other things, but the effect was, so much, we didn't take notes of it.
Hmm. Tell me a bit about this procedure of going over the top. What were the emotions, and what was the experience like immediately before and when you actually went over?
Well, I think you've got to leave that to individuals. I don't think anyone much enjoyed the thought of going over the top, but once you all, as a commander, a company commander or whatever it was to try and see if your chaps did go over the top at the right second, because it usually meant you were following up what is known as a barrage, which is timed to adjust itself, to lift, as it were, with the rate of the infantry advance. Mm. If you were late on it, the barrage ran away from you, and it enabled the enemy to lift their heads and shoot. If you were too quick, you actually got captured.